I have flim-flammed and wavered and stumbled and fell and got back up probably a million times since I got saved. My attitude and my mood may change from minute to minute. I'm glad I'm serving one this morning who never changes. Brother Adkins, I said he never changes. The Bible said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, I am the Lord and I change not. Thank God that's who I'm serving this morning. I ain't got to worry about God going and changing on me. Amen. And if he tarries another 1,000 years, Brother Greg, he will not change one little bit. Amen. That's something you can count on. Amen. Really, that's about the only thing you can count on. Can't count on your health. Can't count on your finances. You sure can't count on the government. Y'all all right? Amen. Everything changes except the Lord. Thank God. Take your Bible and turn to Joshua chapter number 6. Joshua chapter number 6. Thought last night as I was preparing, the Lord, through a statement Monday night, a preacher made. Me and Levi were sitting there and in church, and this little old preacher that was at Brother Shea's church, he was, I don't know, he was just dropping nuggets all through that Brother Randy Sutherland. I don't know if you ever heard him. Great, great message on Monday night. But he just kept making little statements, and I thought, I wrote them down, every one of them. I thought, buddy, I'm going to build a message on that, amen? But he made a statement, and the Lord gave me a thought, and as I was preparing last night, I thought, man, this is going to be awesome. I can't wait to preach it. Amen. Then I told Brother Williams, I sat here this morning, I said, it don't look as good as it did last night. Amen. But it's still good, I guarantee you. Joshua chapter number 6. By the way, starting tomorrow night, White Oak will be in revival. Does anybody know what time they start? Is it 7 or 7:30? 7:30, you're sure? 7:30, White Oak starts revival. I don't know who's preaching tomorrow night, but Brother Dean McNeese is preaching tomorrow night. Tuesday night is Brother John Jenkins from Gaylord, Michigan. Don't know about Wednesday night. Thursday night is Brother Tony Shirley from Marion, North Carolina. You don't need to know who's preaching Wednesday night anyway. You can't go. You belong here. Amen. But Thursday night, Brother Tony Shirley, and I don't know about Friday, but it's going to be good. Amen. I'm going to try and be there Tuesday and Thursday at least. So if you can go and support that meeting, that'd be a blessing. Joshua chapter number 6 and verse number 1. The Bible said, now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Isn't it amazing what God can do to an area just because of His presence? The place was shut up. They were shut up in fear. They were afraid to go out. They were afraid to come in because the children of Israel were on their way. Amen. I wouldn't mind at the Gold Rush Parade this year that Villarica looks down the road and goes, here they come. Here they come. They're going to be preaching that gospel again. That bothers me. Yeah. Amen. Hey, when we get to the place that it don't bother them, we'll change and do something else. Yeah. Y'all all right? Amen. Gospel preaching ought to bother people. Amen. It shouldn't be a thing of popularity. We get upset when, and this ain't got a thing to do with the message, we get upset when people make fun. Hey man, that means we're doing our job. The world is never going to just fall in love with preaching till they fall in love with the one who sent the message. Amen. Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. In verse number 2, the Bible said, and the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And I'm going to stop reading right there. How many of you know this story? Amen. Come on. The walls of Jericho. God sends the children of Israel across the River Jordan, and of course He dried the river, and they walked across on dry ground. God's a miracle-working God, ain't He? Amen. I mean, God, just when you get to the place when you think there ain't no way, God will make a way. Amen. And God tells Joshua, Jericho, if you know your Bible, is the greatest city in the promised land. Their armies are bigger. Their weapons are mightier. Their men are bigger. The city is surrounded by a wall that they say was thick enough. At the top of the wall, they could have chariot races on the top of that wall. Now, that's got to be at least as wide as 61 out here. Is that right? I mean, that's a thick wall. And it went all the way around the city. Now, God is sending His children in to overtake. Listen, once you reach the promised land, the fighting is just begun. Amen. A lot of people think that living in Canaan, living in the promised land, the Canaan is not a type of heaven. Are you listening? Canaan is a type of victorious Christian living. Being on top with God. Amen. On the other side of Jordan is a type of wandering aimlessly. No victory in your life. I'd rather have the victory, wouldn't you? But have you ever had a victory you didn't have to win? We won some ball games growing up, but we had to work for them. We had to sweat. We had to practice. We had to give it 100%. Amen? There's fighting in Canaan. There's death in Canaan. You won't find those things in heaven. This is not a type of heaven. I know this is elementary to some of y'all, but some people ain't got a clue. There is a place. Being saved is just a getting in spot. There is another level that you can get to with God. And as I grow, Brother Charles, you're 63 years old. You ain't got many levels left. You're about to the penthouse, brother. Amen? But I'm still finding new levels, Brother Freddie, in my Christian life. I have not arrived yet, Brother Atkins. I'm on my way somewhere. I'm glad I'm not going down, but I'm going up. And it seems like every battle and every trial brings me to a new place with the Lord. God tells the children of Israel, tells Joshua, He says, tell the people that I don't want them to take any weapons, nothing. He said, take the Ark of the Covenant. That's where God lived back in them days, amen. Had Aaron's rod that budded and had the Ten Commandments in there. Said, take that Ark of the Covenant, get the preachers, line them up in front of that Ark of the Covenant and some trumpets. Don't want you to take nothing else. And let everybody follow in behind them. Here's what I want you to do. Here's the plan, Joshua. I bet Joshua's like, all right, this is going to be good. Woo! Whoa, what are we going to do, God? Are you going to invent a Sherman tank and we'll just drive through the middle of that place? God, are you going to invent hand grenades? God, oh, what about Scud missiles? Lord, let's crank up some of them. Yeah. What are we going to do, God? Let me have it. And God says, okay, Joshua, hush, and I'll tell you. He said, here's the plan. He said, I want you to take all the people, take that ark, take them priests and them trumpets. He said, I want you to go there, and for 6 days, I want you to walk around that city one time. Don't say a word. No, not even no whispering. Be quiet. Don't make no sounds with your mouth. It's in there. Read it. He said, don't make no sound. Just walk. And Joshua's going, have you seen them people? Have you seen their army? I mean, brother, they're like Hitler. I mean, brother, you can hear them marching. God, are you sure? I'm sure, Joshua. Go over there and walk for 6 days. Just walk around the city once a day for 6 days, go back home, take a nap, you know, go back tomorrow, walk again. But on the seventh day, I want you to do it 7 times. And after you've done it 7 times, I want them preachers to blow them horns, and when they blow them horns, tell everybody just to let her rip. Shout with a great shout. That's what he said to do. Sounds stupid, doesn't it? Come on. Sounds stupid. You reckon there's anybody in that crowd said, wonder what Joshua's been into. I wonder if he smoked some of that rabbit tobacco we seen back yonder. What's Joshua? He's been dipping into something. He's been in the rheumatism medicine. He's been seeing something's going on with Joshua. He's touched. That's what the old timers used to say. Amen? No, they didn't. They did exactly what the man of God said. Even though sometimes what God may ask may seem foolish, nothing is more intelligent than to do exactly what He said. Right. Now, to the human eye, the children of Israel are up against all odds. If you're a betting man and you read the first of this story without reading the end, you're not even saved, you don't even know God, you're carnal in nature, who would you put your money on? It'd be like going to the horse race and They go into the gate and you're looking at the horses trying to figure out which one to bet on, and there's a 16 and a half hand thoroughbred stallion standing there that can run nearly 50 miles an hour, and there's a Shetland pony on the other side with Stacy sitting on it. Which one you gonna bet on? My money's on the thoroughbred, amen? And looking at this situation to the natural eye, these children of Israel are walking into suicide. I mean, it's almost a Jim Jones kind of thing when you look at it. They're fixing to drink the Kool-Aid. Talk to me. They're fixing to catch the comet. They're done to the natural eye. But when we deal with things with God, the things of God, we don't need to see with this natural eye. We need to get in the supernatural and see that this is not man at work, but this is God at work, amen, for the building up of His kingdom. Amen. Amen. Everyone knows and loves this story and cheers for the underdog, don't you? Little David in his sling. Huh? You can't help but love that. You can't help but love that. The ones that the odds are all stacked against, brother, that's, man, your heart's got to go out to them. Amen. Amen. You ever feel like the odds are stacked against you? You ever thought? Do you ever feel like the odds are stacked against you? Do you ever face something that you think, there's no way? There's no way. This is not humanly possible. I'm against all odds. Do you ever feel like the weight of the world has been laid upon you as a father, as a dad, as the leader of your home? Do you ever feel like it starts to come and then it just the bottom falls out? Come on, y'all talk to me. More y'all help me, quicker I'll get done. Have you ever had it on you like that? Have you ever been in the position where you felt like you could just barely raise your head? Have you ever been scared of a telephone ring? I'm preaching to real people this morning. Let me ask you again. Have you ever been afraid of the telephone ringing? Has the telephone ever rung and cold chills shot up your back because you knew who it was? Ain't a friend called you in days. Nothing but collections. My wife, we were gone. I was gone this week. She said, Georgia Power's called here 5 times. And I thought, oh, no. Then it dawned on me. I got Greystone. I ain't got nothing to worry about. Amen. I thought, I was worried to death. Did I pay that bill before I left? I'm pretty sure I did. Then it dawned on me. I ain't even got Georgia Power. I don't care if they called or not. Amen. Y'all all right? Do you ever feel like you're outnumbered? Have you ever had it come at you? You're just one. You sit down at the kitchen table. I don't know how you do it. But I spread them out and cry over them. Oh, God, that power bill's bigger than my paycheck. Lord, that mortgage is bigger than my paycheck. My water bill last month was $191. You ever had $191? I can solve that. Fill that hole in the ground full of dirt, amen, instead of water. Hey, hallelujah. You ever just get overwhelmed? All of us do. I do it. You do it. We allow circumstances that come our way. And we just seem like we're up against all odds. You ever felt outnumbered? You ever felt outmatched? Have you ever felt outmatched? Sometimes I feel like I'm in the ring with Sugar Ray Leonard. I run up on another bony feller about like myself. I ain't too worried. Unless you know some kind of jujitsu or something like that, you know. He knows karate, but I know karobar. Amen? Y'all get that in a minute. Amen? I'm not too worried. But man, when it's Sugar Ray, when that man hits you 50 times before you know you've been hit once. You ever felt outmatched? You ever felt outnumbered? You ever felt outmatched? You ever felt outweighed? This is bigger than me. This is bigger. You don't know how many times I walk into this place on Sunday morning and I look around just for a minute and I say, God, I'm outmatched. I'm outmatched. You can't see it this morning, but your preacher is fighting a battle. There's warfare going on in the sanctuary right now. The devil would have me not preach. The devil would have my mind on something else. The devil would have me distracted from the truth of the Word of God this morning. There is a battle. That's why you're thinking about your checkbook right now. I mentioned bills and your mind's 1,000 miles away from here. There's a spiritual warfare going on in here right now. God, I'm outmatched. There's more demons present in this place than I can fight on my own. I'm outnumbered. I'm outmatched. I'm outweighed. I worry about these televangelists. I command thee, Lucifer. You a chihuahua barking at a freight train, man. Y'all all right? You ain't commanding smutty face nothing, Jack. He's bigger than you. Let me say it again. I said he's bigger than you. You are no match for the devil. You're outnumbered. You're outmatched. You're outweighed. You're no match for sin. Are you listening? We're against all odds. You said, boy, this is really encouraging. Just hang on. Just hang on. We're against all odds, but we're not alone. I'd have done quit this thing a long time ago. I'd have done tucked tail and run. I'd have cried calf rope years ago if I was in this battle by myself. But sometimes I'm afraid, as even as Christians saved on our way to heaven, we're fighting like we're fighting alone. Are you losing ground? I've lost some. There's battles I've lost. You ever been beat? If you say no to that, you're too proud to tell the truth. I've been beat. I've let this flesh whip me. I've let the devil whip me. Do you know when every time I lose, it's because I'm fighting the battle all by myself? I got this, God. Yeah. He said, you finna get whooped again. Y'all okay? You finna get beat again. You're fixing to get beat again. Or when are you going to get tired of being beat down, beat down, beat down, and beat down? Do you get sick of it?
Yes, sir.
Here's how we respond if we're not careful. Well, I just ain't going. I ain't going to church no more. People talk about me. Join the club. Just join the talk about me club. Hey, why don't y'all do everybody a favor? This week, just this week, 7 days, don't talk about nobody but me. Just this week. Don't talk about nobody. Make up stuff. I don't care. Just talk about me. Call each other on the phone. Gossip. Talk about me. Give these other folks a break. Y'all okay? Just talk about me for a while. I'll even go out of town. I don't care. Amen? Just talk about me. Amen? I just ain't going back to church. Problem is, you're fighting by yourself. Amen. It'd be like, don't get me wrong, I despise the Pittsburgh Steelers. Don't like them. Oh, Hamburger, Roethlis, whatever his name, Roethlisberger, Ruthless Burger, Heartless Burger, whoever. I don't like him. But it'd be like taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers by yourself. Y'all okay?
Yeah, bro.
It'd be like Peyton Manning playing without a lineman in front of him. They'd crush him. Most quarterbacks are pansies anyway. Amen. They'd get crushed, man. Hut up. Here comes one of them guys 7 foot wide. Amen. Some of you are fighting alone. And I'm worried about you. I'm worried about you. You're not a team player. Even the Lone Ranger had Tonto. Tonto and the Lone Ranger got surrounded one day by a band of Indians. The Lone Ranger looked at Tonto and said, Tonto, what are we going to do? We're surrounded. Tonto said, who we, Kemosabe? Amen. You're not the Lone Ranger. You need to realize this morning you need help.
Amen.
If David needed help in Psalms, you need help today.
Yeah.
I need help. I said, I need help. I need help. My little grandson, I don't know where he went. Hey, there he is. He has, what do you call the DS? The DS has the little game. And he'll get stuck, and the game won't go no more. And he'll just start hollering. Don't matter where he's at. I need help. I need help. I need help. And I'll say, what you need? Not you. That's a fact with my hand up. Not you. I need Nina. Go get somebody who knows something about this. Amen. Some of us could get some wisdom from that child. I need help. I need help. Sure enough, somebody worse off than us will stand up to help. No. My marriage is falling apart. I need help. I've been married 7 times. I think I can help you. No. I need somebody who knows how to make this thing work. Say amen right there. I need help. I need help. My teenager's on drugs. Oh, I can help you. I got 4 in prison. Isn't that our mentality? We go to the source that has no ability to help us when we are against all odds. We tend to drag something in that makes it worse. I do it. You do it. We all do it. Whew. I remember several years ago, Levi, you might can tell me, our Christian school won the state championship in basketball. Yeah, help me, Casey. What year? Was it 2001? Was it really? 2001. I remember we were the underdogs. You remember, Brother Freddie? We were the underdogs. We beat a team starting into the playoff right here in our gym. And we beat them pretty good. Well, they surrounded me after the game. Y'all remember that? They wanted to beat me up. I'm talking about Christians. The brethren. The preacher's wife had her fingers so far in my face, it was about 3/4 way up my nose. Talking to me like a dog over a bad call the referee made. The guy shot a 3-pointer, but his toe was over the line. I saw it. You know what that added to the game? 1 point. We beat them by 14. Here's what they said. Wait till you get to our place. You going down. Casey's liking this. You're going down when you get to our place. Well, guess what? The underdogs, we got to their place. They went down. Everybody said they'll never make it through the playoffs. We made it through the playoffs. We made it through the playoffs. But we made it with no ball hogs. Casey didn't win the game. Levi didn't win the game. The Morrow twins didn't win the game. Nathaniel Thaxton didn't win the game. It was the team that won it. Somebody help me. I was sitting on an airplane in Rochester, New York, waiting to take off, listening to the game on the phone. The stewardess said, sir, all electronics are off. I said, ma'am, you don't understand. My boy's in the playoffs. I said, I promise you, before the captain gasses it, I'll cut it off. My wife was on the other end. I'd hear her go, woo! I'd say, what happened? And she was telling me what was happening the whole time. And I'll never forget, they shot that winning shot. It come down to the wire. 1 point. They shot that winning shot. I heard the crowd cheer. I'm sitting on a plane full of 300 people in that flight plane. I said, woo! Everybody looked at me. I said, these peanuts are good. Amen. These some awesome peanuts. Underdogs. Outmatched. Outnumbered. Outwitted. Out everything. And I'm glad 1 Corinthians 15:58 said, but thanks be unto God. But thanks be unto, here's the secret this morning, but thanks be unto God which giveth us the victory. Let me say it again, but thanks be unto God which giveth us the victory. Hey, I was no match for Satan. I was no match for sin. But thanks be unto God which giveth us the victory. Underdogs. All the odds stacked together against God's children. God still outnumbers. All the imps of hell. Every demon, every evil spirit, every trouble, every trial, every heartache stacked end to end, one upon the other, one upon the other, one upon the other. God still outnumbers them all. He's got them outweighed. He's got them outmatched. He's got them outsmarted. Amen. And He's my God this morning. And He's your God this morning. He's your God this morning. I was against all odds when it came to healing in my life. These televangelists, bless their hearts, they're crippled too high for crutches. The educated Jerry Clower said, beyond their intelligence. Are you listening? I believe in healing. They got it backwards. I would rather, and I'm going to say this tenderly, I'd rather, Brother Freddie, Ashley died and went to heaven to eat up with cancer than I had her healed of cancer and die and go to hell. Because I'd have had to preach her funeral either way. Amen? Now if she dies one of these days, I'm older than her, she'll probably way outlive me. If something were to happen, I had to preach her funeral, I could say, she's in heaven! Amen. Oh, Paul, did you feel like when you got saved you were against all odds? How many of you felt worthy? Here I am, Lord. Today's your lucky day. Lord, now Calvary will be worth it all. I think some people think like that. Boy, God got a deal when He got me. You need special education. You need to catch that short bus. I'm smiling. Paul was a murderer. Saul of Tarsus. Acts chapter number 9. I was going to turn to all these. Acts chapter number 9. The Bible said a great light shined, smote him down in the road. Oh, Paul, that old wicked man. He is on his way with letters in his pocket to do harm to more Christians. You say, I just don't know if God saved me. I thought that too. I thought that too. I don't know. Why would the Lord want me? Against all odds. Against all odds. What were the odds of me being born again? I was born on the wrong side of the tracks. Of course, there ain't no tracks in New Georgia, but if they was, I was on the wrong side of them. Amen. Single parent home, living in a little single wide trailer. I don't know how we done that. No air conditioning. Miserable. Nobody's. Nothing. Against all odds. What are the odds that somebody would come by on a Saturday morning? Give me a piece of bubble gum. Put me on a bus, bring me to church. I remember we had children's church, Brother Stacy, in the auditorium at White Oak. They had, the adults had Sunday school first. No, the kids had Sunday school first while the adults were, I forget. Anyway, we both used the sanctuary. While one was having Sunday school, the other was in the sanctuary having service. But we had service first, the kids did, while the adults were in Sunday school. Brother Charles Williams, he preached both services. I'll never forget that first Sunday. Going in, sitting down in that sanctuary, Brother Freddie. Poor as we could be. I was looking around that place. Wow. Wow. That's the nicest place I'd ever been in my life. Man, they had chandeliers hanging from the ceiling. Oh, it was beautiful. I said, wow. That man got, they started singing them songs. Brother Freddie, they started singing, I Shall Not Be Moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall, y'all know that little song they started singing? I remember it like it was yesterday. I remember thinking, wow, boy, this is important. Against all odds, God put me in a place I didn't deserve to be. And He let me hear a story I didn't deserve to hear. Later on, He let me experience some grace I didn't deserve to experience. And I'm still experiencing 20-something years later. Glory to God. Hey, against all odds, I got saved. Some of y'all ought to have been saved. I've met people who actually believe they were born saved, hadn't you? Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm going to heaven when I die. I've been in church since the day I was born. Won't cut it. Spiritual healing. Whether you realize it or not, you need it this morning. Amen? The devil will tell you you're okay. You don't cheat. You don't lie. You don't steal. I guarantee you we can sit down and I can find a commandment you've broken. I guarantee you. Guarantee you. Brother Greg's been using that in his soul winning. Brother, I looked at that stuff you prepared. It looks good. Amen? Brother Greg's been using that. Hey, if we can get you lost, then you can be saved. But you got to get lost first. You got to understand you're a sinner. You deserve hell.
Right.
Paul smack down in the middle of the road. You know what he said? Who is it? Lord. He wasn't saying, Lord, can you tell me who this is? He was saying, it was a question. God, is that you?
Yeah.
Wonder what made him say that. He said, Saul, Saul. Is it hard for thee to kick against the pricks? He said, Lord, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
Didn't argue with him.
Amen.
He didn't ask him to prove himself. God just did that.
Amen.
You know what your next step ought to be this morning if you're lost? You've never been saved. Lord, is that you?
Yeah.
Is that you speaking to my heart? Lord, that ring, my heart's pounding. God, is that you this morning? Lord, I didn't think I could be saved. Lord, I don't believe you'd ever save me. Lord, is that you?
Yeah, bro.
Next question. Lord, what do you want me to do?
Amen.
What's my next step from here, God? What do you want me to do? I'm up against all odds, God. If I die, I'll go to hell. God, what do I do?
Yeah, bro.
You know what he said? Come unto me.
Yes.
Come unto me, you'll find rest for your soul. You know what your next move is? I'm going to give an invitation in a minute. You ought to come.
That's right.
You ought to come. You're not 100% sure you died right now. Heaven would be your home. You're against all odds. You've got doubts that God would even save you. Hey, I have 100% assurance in my heart that He'll save your soul this morning. How do you know? He saved me. Come on, anybody like that? Talk to me. You was dirty, rotten. A criminal. Ought to have been in jail.
Yeah.
Woo! Somebody ought to get happy. You sitting there saved, ought to be in hell, and you won't even smile. No wonder people don't want to be saved. They've been looking at you. And they look at you and think, man, if that's saved, I don't want no part of it. Look like you're constipated. Amen. Y'all all right? Don't roll your eyes at me. I'll pick them up and roll them right back. I was against all odds at salvation. Listen, man, I wasn't at a church social when I got saved. I wasn't at a bad party, but I was doing things bad at a party. That makes sense? Y'all heard it, but I don't care. It's my story. Hey, man, people ought to get sick of hearing your testimony. I was at a New Year's Eve party. Doing things I ought not to do. God convicted my heart against all odds. Who would have thunk? Who would have thunk singing a bluegrass song that God would convict my heart? He did. Against all odds. Against all odds. I love my dad. I love my earthly father. I love him. Talked to him this morning on the way to church. I called him on the way. My little brother's been sick. I called to see about my little brother. He answered the phone. I said, hey, old man. He said, what? I said, where are you at? He said, I'm in Sunday school. I said, why'd you answer the phone? I love my dad. You know what he said to my mother one time? He said, if you don't do something with that boy, he's going to be dead or in jail. You know what he's saying? He's up against all odds. I'm glad there was a God. I'm glad there was a God who had something else in mind. Hallelujah. Hey, when there was no chance, when there was no hope of me ever being born again, I got saved. Hallelujah. And such were some of you.
Yes,
amen. Against all odds of healing.
Amen.
Remember them 10 lepers? Y'all remember them? Them 10 lepers? They come to the Lord. Hey, you know what? Leprosy isn't uncurable disease. It's like AIDS, but worse. When you get leprosy, stuff falls off of you. Can you imagine seeing somebody walk around with no nose? Their noses fell off. Their fingers would just rot and fall to the ground. Literally. Them 10 lepers came to the Lord. Y'all remember that? Impossible. A leper couldn't even, they had to stay so many feet away from another human being. And they had to cover their face. And they covered their face and they said, Lord, Lord, help us. You know what he told them? He said, go show yourself to the priest.
Amen.
And the Bible said, as they went.
Yeah.
I don't know why he wants to show ourselves to the priest. Wait a minute. My green hand just turned tan again.
Yeah.
Is anything, your face ain't green no more. You don't smell like rotten eggs no more.
Yeah. Come on, preacher.
The Bible said as they went, they were cleansed.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, brother. Yes, sir.
Amen. Impossible.
Come on, bro.
Ain't no way. Go out yonder on the outside of the town, fall apart, and die. That was their hope.
Amen.
That's all you've got. Just stay away from everybody else. You've got it. You're dying. You're rottening from the inside out. Just got you under rot. Don't come near us. We'll shoot you before you get to us.
Amen.
They were cleansed. One of them old boys came back.
Yeah.
And began to give the Lord glory.
Yes,
and praise.
Yeah.
Remember what I said, that them nine, he cleansed. But he told that and it came back. He said, thy faith hath made thee whole.
Yeah.
It don't say them other boys got their fingers back. Just said he cleansed leprosy.
Yeah.
But that boy's made whole.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all listening to me this morning?
Yes,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, Ashley don't just have a little bit of cancer this morning. Brother Richard don't have, just wave at me, Brother Richard. Shout and be happy. He don't have just a little bit of cancer this morning. Good God Almighty, he has no cancer this morning. I'm talking about a God who can make you whole. Somebody ought to just have a good time in church today.
Amen.
Hey, look here, do this with me. Put your hands up. I count 10. What about y'all?
Yeah, bro.
Woo! Brother Shane, you don't get to play this game. Y'all all right?
Amen.
I'm going to get him a parrot to put on his shoulder. He'll play pirate in our next pirate thing in junior church. Amen? We don't major on physical healing. That's a byproduct. Are you listening? That's a byproduct. That's an afterthought. That's an added blessing. Amen. But the spiritual healing. Amen. I was against all hope of healing. Listen, in Psalms 12 and verse number 1, you know what David said? Brother Fred, here's what he said. David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, he killed a lion with his bare hand. You ever been to the zoo and seen a lion? They ain't nothing in the jungle that ain't afraid of that lion.
Yeah. Amen.
They ain't nothing out there that lion goes, ooh. You remember the Lion King? You remember all them hyenas? They go, ooh, Mufasa. They scared of that. They want no part of that lion. They'd eat everything else, surround everything else, kill. They didn't want none part of no Mufasa. Amen. Y'all all right?
Yeah.
That lion ain't scared of nobody. David said he just grabbed him by his beard. Try that. Just go on down there to Grant Park and grab you one. Be about the last thing you ever snatched, amen? David said, I killed a lion with a bare hand. He said, one day old she-bear came out, got after my sheep. That sounds like a tall tale from a five-year-old, don't it? Angie's little cousin, or a big cousin, Scott. Here's a little boy. What's his name? Lane. Lane tells is, oh man. He said, Brother Eddie, I was in the living room the other day and there's a buck that big out in the yard. He said, I got my gun. And boy, he'll just go on and on. He believes it. That's what that sounds like. He said, I just whooped that lion and killed him. I whooped that bear and killed him. David, bear killer, lion killer, giant killer. You know what he said? Help, Lord. Help, Lord. I don't need the Lord's help. How many bears you killed? How many lion heads you got on your wall you kill with your bare hand? If David needed God's help, I need God's help. And if I need God's help, you need God's help. We need the help of the Lord in our lives. Listen, I got saved, and that's wonderful. But I found out I needed Him more than salvation. I've needed God every day, ever since. Amen. I need God's help to walk. How about you? Amen. I need God's help just to walk in this life.
Amen.
You know what the Lord said about that? In Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 5, He said, I'll never leave you.
Amen.
I'll never forsake you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amen.
Matthew said, Lo, I'm with you always. Wow. I can walk like that, Brother Freddie.
Amen.
I can walk like that. I can go up against Goliath like that. Y'all all right?
Amen.
I can face the devil like that.
Amen.
I used to run around in high school with an old boy. Maybe he's listening on radio this morning. That'd be real good. Old Dennis Underhill. You remember Dennis Underhill? Dennis Underhill could whoop you without even thinking about it. I mean, just stomp you and laugh while he was doing it, wouldn't he? I mean, just he enjoyed it. He didn't fight because he was mad. He fought because he liked it. I used to be small. I'm telling the truth, ain't I? I used to be a lot littler than this. Now, buddy, I was 10 foot tall and bulletproof when I was in them guys. They'd say, bring it on. I said, yeah, bring it on, amen. I wasn't so mouthy when that crowd wasn't around. Y'all all right?
Amen.
The Lord said, hey, I'm with you. Let me tell you something. You can face whatever's coming your way tomorrow.
That's right.
Amen.
Some of you left something at work on Friday. You got to face it in the morning. You're worried about it. Take Him with you. Take Him with you.
Amen, brother.
Some of you got some issues going on in your life. Take Him with you.
That's right.
Well, the devil's giving me a hard time. Why come? He gets a glimpse of your big brother. He's out of there.
Yes,
I need help to walk.
Amen, brother.
I need help to witness.
Yes, sir.
I can't do that stuff all by myself.
Amen.
Amen. Acts chapter 1 and verse number 8. You know what the Lord said? He said that He's going to give you power. To what? Do you remember? To witness.
Amen.
He said, when the Spirit comes upon you, you're going to receive power.
Yeah.
And ye shall be witnesses unto me.
Yeah.
That's what He said.
Amen.
Amen. He'll help you do that.
Yeah.
Amen. Hey, it's against all odds that an old sinner can go tell another sinner where to find bread.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I remember when I got saved. And I was trying to tell some of my buddies about the Lord, Stacy, and they'd go, who do you think you are?
Yeah.
Man, I'm still just what you are. I just got Jesus.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. They'd all look and they'd joke, say, how long is it going to take Eddie to lose his religion? You hush back there, Brother Anthony. How long is it going to take before he loses his religion? Is it real? Well, all I had to do was walk with Him. One of my old buddies come by the house to help me with a little old chore here a while back. I'd say what the chore was, but y'all figure out who he was, and I wouldn't want to say something that might embarrass him because he's still not in church. He come over to the house to help me do something. He was just working, sweat running down his face. He stopped right in the middle of what he's doing. He said, you know what? He said, I believe you really got it. That's what he said. I thought, did you ever doubt it? He said, yeah. He said, I figured you was faking a $3 bill. He said, I didn't figure there's no way God'd do anything with you. He said, but it seems like He is.
Yeah.
I said, He can do something with you too. He said, nah, he went back to working. Cut me off about that fast. Hallelujah.
Amen,
we need His help to walk. We need His help to witness. Let me give you this. How time? Oh, my. I should have never looked at that.
Yeah.
We need His help to war. Oh, listening? We got too many dying in the fight. God's never lost one He was with. Y'all listening? You need His help to fight this battle you're in. I got a battle I'm fighting. I guarantee you, I hadn't got to spend any time with Brother Freddie in 2 weeks. He's been on the other side of the world. But I guarantee you, he's got a battle he's fighting. I don't have to pry into his life. I just know. Brother Tommy. Brother Tommy will get up and shout and hop down this aisle on one leg. Act a fool. Hallelujah. Act two fools. I'll join you, brother. I guarantee you, even though he's shouting, praising God, he's fighting a battle. Brother Charles, 63 years old. If you turn the lights on in here, you can see a halo glowing around his head. Godliest man I know. And I mean that. Godliest man maybe I've ever known. I hate to be around him. I do. Because I feel like a slug. But I guarantee he's got battles he's fighting. Battles without. Battles within. We need the Lord's help. Because we are all against all odds. You're no match for Satan. You're no match for sin. I thought about the things God's I got to quit. I thought about the things God's children had to face. In Jericho, they were up against walls. They were up against walls. Brother Tommy, bigger than they were. Outnumbered, outmatched, outweighed, outwitted, the whole nine yards. I mean, brother, they against all odds. God brought the walls down, didn't he? Did I tell you that a while ago? Those walls did fall down. Let me say it again. Those walls did fall down. So he said, I don't like all that shouting. It makes walls fall down. Somebody said, why y'all shout all the time? We got some walls need to come down. Hey, you know what? You shout, that'll cause that wall of pride to come down. You got to swallow your pride to shout and praise God. Because you know people are going to look at me like I'm crazy. Somebody said, that preacher down there is crazy. Yeah, sure am. Got the walls on the ground, though. Some of y'all boys come in here dragging in with your pants on the ground. We got walls on the ground, hallelujah. Amen. In Jericho, it was walls that fell. At the Red Sea, listen. No way. Levi was trying to wax eloquent. He brought me home from the airport yesterday. And we was talking about this. I don't even know the word he said. Don't know if I could repeat it. Red Sea. What's that word? Yeah. Who? Yeah, that. That must be from Hebrew or something. I don't know. You know what he said it means? At land's end. Is that right? I don't know who told him that. It probably ain't true, but sounds good. At land's end. In other words, ain't nowhere to go from here. You've gone as far as you can go. You ever felt like that? You ever felt like it, Brother Freddy? I'm up against something. I can't go no further. And God said, what you got in your hand, Moses? It's a rod. Okay. Hold it up now just for a minute. I want to show you something. just hold for a minute, Moses. Just hold it up just for a minute. I get tickled. I can't help it. I love the Bible, don't you?
Yeah.
Moses said, okay. All of a sudden, that sea starts a boiling. Ooh, check this out. Moses turns around, looks at that crowd, and says, watch this.
Yeah.
That thing rises up and gets to be a wall of jello on both sides.
Yeah.
And it ain't even muddy on the bottom.
Yeah.
It's a roadbed already for him right there. Moses said, come this way. Huh? With Jericho, it was walls. At the Red Sea, it was water. With Daniel, it was lions. I don't know about you. I ain't never been thrown in no lion's den. Daniel did. Can you imagine? They throwed him in there so them things would eat him. He used them for a pillar. Kitty, kitty, kitty. Oh, yeah. Ain't that something? And you know what? Out of every one of these, God gets glory. The Hebrew boys, it was fire. I know something about that one. Except I didn't even have to go into it. They got cast in the fire. I got saved from the fire. Hallelujah. The only thing that burnt in that fire was what had them bound. The ropes they tied them up with just burnt off their hands. That was it. I don't even believe it singed your hair on the arm. The Bible said it didn't. It said it didn't even singe your hair. You get close to a barbecue grill, it'll singe your eyebrow. You ever done that? Squirt all that stuff on there and throw that mask and boom. Amen. I've done it. Thought about Calvary. At Jericho it was walls, at the Red Sea it was water, with Daniel it was lions, with the Hebrew boys it was fire, but with Christ it was death, hell, and the grave. Thank God for that third day. Thank God for that third day. What are you saying? Hey, he overcame death, hell, and the grave so you and I could overcome death, hell, and the grave. Hey, you plant this old body down, it's coming up again. I said it's coming. Ain't no grave going to hold this body down. Hallelujah. Somebody said, what do you want to be doing when the rapture takes place? A graveside service. If I could be doing anything in the world I want to do when the Lord comes for His church, I'd like to be standing by the graveside of some old saint of God. Yeah. And them old boys got that crank, lowering that body down, all of a sudden, I'm closing my Bible because I'm next, okay? I'm getting in line next. That's what the Bible says, ain't it? The dead in Christ going to be raised first, and then we which are alive and remain. That's me. Come on. Suck me up. I'm ready to go. Woo! Hallelujah. When we're against all odds of healing and help, what about hope? And I'm done. Brother Todd, y'all come get a song. I've preached too long, but I sure have had a good time. You ever... You don't know what hope is till you ain't had none. That ain't good English, but does it make sense? You don't know what hope is till you've lost it. I've been without hope. I've been without hope. You know what you need? You need hope for today. The Lord teaching His disciples to pray in Matthew chapter number 6. He said, give us this day our daily bread. I need hope for today, Brother Freddie. As I get up and face tomorrow, if the Lord tarries, I'm going to need hope for Monday. And if the Lord lets me live through Monday, Jason, I'll need it Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday. Somebody said, I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. Hey, let me give you some good advice here. Get through today. Get through today. As you get up in the morning, say, Lord, I need hope for today. I need hope for today. Amen. There's hope for tomorrow. Isaiah 46, I believe it is. The Lord said something about knowing the beginning from the end. Is that where it's at in Isaiah? He knows the end from the beginning. He's read the back of the book. He knows what tomorrow holds. I don't. You don't. But I'm going to have to face it by faith that He does. Does that make sense? There's hope for today. There's hope for tomorrow. And I just did this for alliteration's sake. There's hope for to infinity and beyond, Buzz Lightyear said. Amen. The Bible said, we're looking for that blessed hope. We're looking for that blessed hope. What is that? That's the return of our Lord and Savior. Amen. There's hope. There's hope. I said there's hope. What happens after all this? Heaven! If you're saved. That's something to get excited about. We get all up in there about vacation. My wife and I went on vacation a couple weeks ago. The night before we left, it's all I could do to go to sleep. Excited about getting on an airplane. Well, I'm excited about a trip. And I ain't going to need no airplane. I ain't got wings, but I'm going to fly. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, I'm going to be changed. Be just like Him. Let's stand our feet this morning. Are you at a place in your life where you just feel that you're against all odds? Something you're facing that's bigger than you? Try this. Hold it up beside Him. He's bigger. I promise you, He's bigger. Let's bow our heads all over the house this morning. Nobody looking around. We're going to go home in just a minute. I didn't mean to preach that long. But I believe I did what God wanted me to do. I wonder if there's somebody here this morning. You think you're up against all odds when it comes to being saved.
Not sure the Lord would save you if you ask Him. Listen, if you're not sure you'd go to heaven when you die, I'd like to pray for you. I wouldn't come to you. I won't embarrass you for nothing in the world. I just want to pray for you. If you just slip up your hand, say, "Preacher, remember me. I don't want to die and go to hell. Pray I'd get that thing settled. Just remember me when you pray." Anybody? Just slip your hand up and put it right back down. Pray for me, preacher. I'm not sure I'm saved. How about this, Brother Eddie? I know I'm saved. There ain't no doubt in my mind. If I fell over dead right now, you could tell everybody at my funeral I'm in heaven. I'm that sure. But I'm fighting a battle. There's a war going on in my life. And I realized this morning I cannot beat this by myself. Pray I would grab onto God with both hands and find the help and the hope I need to face my tomorrows, my todays, my right nows, maybe even my yesterdays, the past that is haunting me. Just slip up your hand. I got mine up. God bless us. God bless us all this morning. Father, as we come to you this morning in Jesus' name, Lord, you've seen every hand, you know every heart. God, I don't know how to give an invitation. I just preach the message. This invitation's your part. Lord, you said if you'd be lifted up, you'd draw all men unto yourself. Now, Lord, I've tried to lift you up in my own feeble way this morning. God, I pray that you'd step in this part of this service and deal with hearts as only you can. There's some came in struggling this morning. Some ready to throw in the towel. Some ready to quit and walk away. God, I pray they got some encouragement today. Lord, help them in this altar call, and we'll thank you. We'll praise you in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.